This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown.
All right. This is the Talk Radio Countdown Show, but it isn't going to sound like most of the other 51 countdown shows you've heard this year or we've been doing, Michael Harrison and I, for years and years and years. No, decided to do something different. This year has been so different, but many of the countdown stories have been the same, and they're really kind of ugly. So, I just decided to sweep the floor, clean out that stuff for this week anyway. We're going to do a review with Michael of the top 10 stories of the year next week of the year-end countdown show. But for this week, the ladies of the DJV program joining me, this is sort of a function because it's on the stations that carry the DJV program and on many of the other stations around the country that are news talk oriented, because the countdown is an important review of what is actually going on. So, what is going on? Yep, it's Christmas weekend, and there are a lot of things in the countdown of actual stories that are on top of mind. Victoria Keelan, Jennifer Horn, Doug Steffen here to report on the number 10 story, which is apparently a story about people getting hurt while setting up their Christmas trees. I chuckle about it because I'm reminded of seeing some people. We had big Christmas trees in the big area. I had an old conservatory in the last house I was in, a great big room, big tree, went up and put up a ladder and climbed to the top to put up the stars and that sort of thing. But a lot of people, especially if you do this outside where it's icy and snowy, look out. You got to be careful. So, Victoria, how many, what's the story in terms of the number of Christmas tree related injuries?
And well, is it different this year? It's on the rise this year. Yeah. The number is, so 1 in 5 Americans this year have reportedly been injured while setting up their Christmas tree. That number is 122% higher than last year. So I don't know what's going on, but are people just maybe more distracted or... I don't know. I don't know what the reason for it is, but it turns out when it comes down to which generation has been hurt more by the Christmas tree this year, it was actually 27% of Gen Z said that they had been injured, 24% of millennials, and only 5% of baby boomers. So the boomers obviously know what they're doing.
Here we are. Hooray for the baby boomers.
The boomers know what they're doing, or the boomers just didn't put up Christmas trees this year. So I don't know. It could be one of the two things.
Okay, so you caught me. I did not put up.
My parents didn't put up a tree this year either, so no. I don't know.
Maybe although that's why the stats are sort of somewhat suggestive of something else.
One of the other interesting things that came out of this survey is 24% of the survey's respondents said that they feel safer with an artificial tree versus a real one.
Boo.
But then here's the other thing. So they also noted 75% of people who responded to the survey said that they leave the Christmas tree lights on overnight. That is a huge fire risk.
Yes. Yeah, who does that? I get really. I have a fake tree, and I shut mine off every time I leave
me
the house.
Too. Me too.
You both have fake trees?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Hey, if you want to put it up at Halloween, you have to have a fake tree.
Right.
Otherwise, it just doesn't last. And Victoria's tree looks like it's from a department store this year. I mean, it's beautiful. It's perfect.
I joke that this year our tree looks like something that you would see in a bank. But
it is beautiful.
Oh, thank you.
Right.
I do love it. We love it. We're having a lot of fun with it. And it went up a couple days after Halloween.
We'll sprinkle some of these stories. Oftentimes we do on the countdown what we call countdown extras. So in addition to the top 10 items that seem to affect us news-wise or things that are important to know about for Christmas, there are these side stories like the story this week of a security guard who cycled for an hour to return a woman's lost wallet.
Oh, and that's nice.
Because of that, this kid didn't have any money for Christmas. He wasn't able to get any gifts. But because the people in the community were so, this is one of those gated communities in Florida, you know, so the guy only had a bicycle. He didn't have a car. So now the community's buying him a car.
Oh, that's wonderful. That's nice.
Yeah, I think that was kind of cute. Exactly. All right, number nine on the countdown, speaking of trees, Americans have turned, not these two ladies that we're surrounded with here, ladies and gentlemen, but most Americans apparently have turned to fresh Christmas trees, and I wonder if that's because of the pandemic, or is it what, you know, why would it be this year that more people would go to fresh cut trees than last year or the year before?
I think because people are home. And I think that people are, you know, and Christmas tree farmers across the country are reporting that they sold out of stock in right after Halloween.
Yeah.
And so, and I guess if you live in a cold enough climate, we have friends who bought Christmas trees and they put them up outside because they've been visiting with family outside on the deck or in the backyard. So there are a lot of outdoor Christmas trees this year. I don't know. I guess maybe people feel like if they're not going to be traveling or on vacation for the week of Christmas, they're at home and they can take care of the tree and it won't die. Mm-hmm. That's what I'm guessing. I don't know.
Yeah. No, that makes good sense, actually, when you think about it. Jennifer, how are the farmers markets? One of the great things I love about being in Los Angeles and living there in the winter are all the farmers markets. How are they doing under the circumstances? Because we've all had much more interest in buying whole, fresh food, like buying fresh trees. How are they doing? How are they faring?
I think they're doing okay. When did I go to the
farmer's
market?
Are they open?
It's weird.
To
it depends.
A point.
Yeah, it depends. And that's actually, I don't know if you guys remember the, he's an actor, and I can't remember his name, Michael something or other. He was furious the other day because all the restaurants in really the whole Southern California region have been shut down, only available for takeout and delivery, not even outdoor dining. He went to the farmer's market and all of these people are out there kind of mingling and eating, and he's like, wait a second, isn't this outdoor dining?
Yeah,
and
exactly.
So he was showing that off. So the farmer's markets are still open, but there's a lot of scrutiny on them right now because people are like, well, if restaurants can't open, why can we do this? So you really, I think they're not necessarily enforcing that you can't sit around and eat once you buy something, but you can still technically go and buy stuff, yes. And mm-hmm. they're good. People love them. And it's outdoors, and it's actually one thing that you can do with the family because, you know, there's no outings anymore. If you have kids that, you know, you want to get them out of the house, there's really not many other opportunities. So they're doing pretty well, at least the ones around my house. I've seen them. They look pretty crowded.
Yeah. I'm so jealous of all the farmers markets in California. I'm on the East Coast in New Jersey, and so every celebrity I follow is always at a farmers market, and they just look like the Santa Monica one looks so fun. They just look amazing.
It is. Santa Monica one is very cool. It isn't now. I mean, even Third Street Promenade is closed down in Santa Monica. It just, this whole damn thing. Here's something, another one of these great stories. There's actually a number of these. The woman who is married to Jeff Bezos, this story has had a buzz on it for a week or so.
His ex-wife,
right.
Mackenzie.
What did I say? Wife?
They're not married anymore. Yeah.
No. But she...
I can't imagine
she's
cried one tear.
No, right?
No. Well, she got,
when you start to feel low, look at your bank account.
Exactly. She got $38 billion in the settlement. And this past week, she's given away $4 billion to people who have been affected. That she has her own, obviously, with that kind of money. She has her own foundation she set up to help people. And so she's given this money away to people who have been affected by the pandemic. $4 billion. She says she's going to give it all, or most of it away. So I think I did the math the other day on the air, didn't I, Victoria? If she had $38 billion, she gave away 30, she still has 8. And if it's stock, most of it is stock in Amazon. So if it keeps going up the way it has this year, she can double what it's worth in a year.
Amazon, Jeff Bezos, you know, and in this crazy year of the pandemic, Jeff Bezos, I think, almost doubled his net worth.
Yeah.
Because of Amazon. People, you know,
the guy's the most
surviving with Amazon, essentially.
The wealthiest guy in the world is like $150 billion.
Yeah.
How do you even imagine?
I think it went to $300 billion. I mean, it went to something insane.
So why don't we go to him for the stimulus package instead of going to the government?
I know. I'm sure he can afford $2,000 for every American, right?
Yeah, right, exactly. Actually, do the math. If there are, let's see, not every American.
Well, it's
every
not even every American. Every American adult who makes less than $75,000.
No, it's not even $140 million. It would be less than 75. It would be about 70 million people. So multiply that out times 2,000, right? That would be, if you did 170 million, times 2 is 340, add so three awesome. Zeros. It's $340 million. We can do that.
That's nothing for him.
Yeah, nothing to him. Seriously. That is nothing. Think about it. Okay, well, I don't want him to feel guilty, but it is an idea. All right, we're here. We're the source of ideas here. The countdown, we get to the story of a customer who helps somebody working in a restaurant. Becomes the number 8 item as we are going through the glow of great Christmases, this year's Christmas. Let's find some glow in your life. Here's an idea that will put some glow on you. I was looking at there's a woman who weighed almost 300 pounds, who went on to the program at Calitrin. She lost 100 and some odd. She went to the gym, and now she is a powerhouse and a half. You should see her. And she attributes it all to the person at Calitrin who helped her. Apparently, the person at Calitrin had also had the same kind of a problem, the counselor, because they have counselors. If you go to toploss.com and you ask for a counselor, you'll get one, somebody to help support you through your weight loss program. And this woman found somebody who had actually gone through the program, had lost a lot of weight, had gone to the gym, and became quite a specimen. And so that's what inspired this woman to do the same thing. She did it. Just one of the many, many stories that you'll find of success, because that's it. 86% of the people that go on the Calitrin program are successful in losing weight and keeping it off. Plus, Jennifer and Victoria will be happy to tell you that they take 4 capsules every night before they go to bed, and it's good night, sweetheart.
Help me sleep. Night.
For sure.
Yeah. Right. Yep. It's really good night's sleep.
A lot of great benefits, so why don't you check it out? Go to toploss.com, and you got the Christmas special that's going on right now. So if you use the DJV code, don't have to pay for shipping. You buy the BOGO deal, 1 and 1, 3 and 3, 6 and 6, 10 and 10, whatever you want. You buy a certain amount, and you get double that in the shipment. So that's it from Calitrin. Lose the weight, get everybody in the family on the program, and help save your family, save yourself in the new year. That's the New Year's resolution. Go to toploss.com, use the product checkout, and use the code DJV for that.
Hello?
Hello, Mr. Crane. I'm calling about today's appointment. The tree is scheduled to fall on your RV at 2:14 today.
Wait, any way we can reschedule? We're really enjoying our trip.
Oh, I'm sorry, but that's our only opening.
Can it just be a little tree?
Let me check. No, sorry, our file says it's a huge one.
RV owners can't schedule when things go wrong on the road. That's why there's Progressive, a leader in RV insurance.
Is it 2:14 p.m. or a.m.?
You know, I'm not sure. Can I put you on a brief hold?
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all of your car care needs. We're close, convenient, and known for our guaranteed everyday low prices and excellent customer service. For professional parts people you can trust, stop by your local O'Reilly Auto Parts today. O'Reilly Auto parts, better prices every day. Stay on these roads. The Chrysler Pacifica all-wheel drive features the most advanced all-wheel drive system in its class. Enhanced traction helps you better navigate changes in driving and road conditions. Drive with confidence in the Chrysler Pacifica all-wheel drive.
Here's something really exciting. Ebons, E-B-A-N-S. You're going to hear me talking a lot, Victoria talking a lot, Jennifer talking a lot about Ebons Bakehouse because of the cookies and the bread. Exceptional baked goods and treats from Ebons Bakehouse flying off the shelves around the country. Now you can get yours directly by going to Ebons Bakehouse. EbonsBakehouse.com, where their specialty is making cookies. Victoria says, oh, well, you're not going to talk about the bread. You're going to talk about the cookies because that's what you like. Well, she's kind of right about that. But they use only the best products no matter what they're baking. Grass-fed butter from the Amish country, range-free chickens, gluten-free, no worries, taste fabulous. All right, as we work our way into Christmas, you may be interested to know that Dr. Fauci, I don't even have to say, everybody when you hear Fauci, you know it's Anthony Fauci, turns 80 today. So happy birthday. If we look back at, I suppose, who was born on this date 80 years ago is Dr. Anthony Fauci, who, by the way, when he was born, wasn't a doctor. It's 21 after the hour.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Hello? Hello, Mr. Crane. I'm calling about today's appointment. The tree is scheduled to fall on your RV at 2:14 today.
Wait, any way we can reschedule? We're really enjoying our trip.
Oh, I'm sorry, but that's our only opening.
Can it just be a little tree?
Let me check. No, sorry. Our file says it's a huge one.
RV owners can't schedule when things go wrong on the road. That's why there's Progressive, a leader in RV insurance.
Is it 2:14 p.m. or a.m.?
You know, I'm not sure. Can I put you on a brief hold?
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
I'm Dr. Andrea Russo, a cardiologist. Maybe you're waiting to talk to your doctor right now. But if you're having an irregular heartbeat, heart racing, chest pain, shortness of breath, fatigue, or lightheadedness, don't wait. This could be a serious condition like atrial fibrillation, which can make you about 5 times more likely to have a stroke. If you're having these symptoms, don't wait. Talk to a doctor by phone, online, or in person.
Brought to you by Bristol-Myers Squibb and Pfizer.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
A familiar music of the Talk Radio Countdown Show, been on the air for decades. I'm Doug Steffen, usually here with Michael Harrison, who's the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine. Michael decided that he was going to take this week off. They did not do a list for this week because it would have been the same as the list for last week. So they will publish at Talkers Magazine, which is at talkers.com, the top 10 stories in the people list for the year, and that'll be our discussion next week. With what we decided to do this week, because this is a function of the DJV program in part, all the stations that carry this program carry the countdown, and so I decided I would invite Jennifer and Victoria to spend some time talking about the main stories that are affecting us, the Christmas stories that are kind of cool. I thought this was interesting. The top cities that are going to pay, this is one of the things people were talking about this past week, pay you $10,000 to move there. Have you seen that list of the cities? Didn't we talk about that earlier?
We did, on the DJV show. Yeah, we did talk about that. I don't remember, to be honest, what was on the list, but I think it was mostly STEM
Topeka,
jobs.
Kansas, uh-huh. Tulsa, Oklahoma are the top two on here. Apparently, Tulsa has been very successful so far in getting people to come in there. 500 new residents have moved in this month. Berkeley, California, which has seen a loss, Jennifer, of 1,150 people on average a week moving out of, I mean, that's the story of the whole of Kansas. So now, I mean, the whole of California. So anyway, there are people, they're trying to get people to come back in there. And you know, there's a lot of reason to go there. The average pay in San Francisco is $150,000 a year. That's the average.
It has to be because I think you have to have $100,000 to live there out of the poverty line anyway. So
right.
Think about that. Right. And they've let it go to the dogs. I mean, it's really not what it used to be. That's for sure.
No, not on any stretch of the imagination.
Mm-mm.
All right, here's the story at number 8 of a woman who happened to have been a customer at McDonald's in Atlanta stepping in to help an employee after the employee was attacked at the drive-through window. This lady is a real estate broker in Atlanta. She shared the story on her Facebook page, and she writes, "At the drive-thru, the person in front of me threw a soda at the woman at the window because it wasn't what he wanted. She couldn't believe her eyes," she said. She saw the man fling his drink at this woman whose name was Brianna. That was the employee. She started crying. She was covered in ice and soda and syrup. This woman said, it was so obnoxious to me, I couldn't figure out what I was going to do. She pulled up to the drive-thru. She gave a cash tip to Brianna and offered to contact the police when she saw that Brianna was pregnant. So anyway, she did. They found it. Well, I mean, even if you didn't find the guy, what kind of a person does that? And but you see, the counter to it always is somebody like this. Not always, but it does happen, and more maybe this time of year when somebody steps up to do something that is, you know, helpful. But, you know, do we focus on, some people would focus on the guy who threw the drink at the...
I mean, what a horrible, despicable person do that.
Yeah.
And it does make it even worse that this was a pregnant woman, too. You know, it just... But I love the ending of it. You know, this woman, Feroza is her first name, she thought that maybe she could raise a couple hundred bucks for Brianna's baby registry, and they ended up, 24 hours later, $1,700 had been raised.
That's cool.
Yeah. Right.
And she said people gave $5, they gave $10, you know, nothing big, but it all added up. And so
give more? Well, you have a story of this person at the Bell at the Salvation Army in a mall. Was that near you?
It wasn't at a mall. So a couple weeks ago, I helped produce an event where the Salvation Army launched the month-long giving season campaign. And so we built a 32-foot Salvation Army kettle, you know, the big red kettle that everybody, those red kettles that everybody, you know, is used to seeing people ringing the bell. So we built one that's 32 feet. It's the largest red kettle ever built or whatever. So anyway, so it debuted in Times Square, and the kettle has been moving around. You can see giantredkettle.com. You can see the live stream. It's been moving all around New York City. And so this guy was walking by the kettle. He was on his way to the Apple store last week. He was going to buy a brand new iPhone. He had $1,000 in cash, because that's what iPhones cost. He saw the giant red kettle, and he decided on a whim, I'm not going to buy the iPhone for myself. I'm going to give $1,000 to the kettle, to the Salvation Army. So, yeah, it's just wonderful. And unfortunately, because people are in New York City, people are indoors, and nothing's really, not a lot of stuff is open, the foot traffic that the Salvation Army relies on has been way, way down. And so it was just, it was a real kind of, you know, Christmas miracle to have that much money donated at once. It was great.
Yep. Good for him. Great. And thank you for telling us the story. Coming up, the top six Christmas stories on the countdown. It's 29 past the hour.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exogen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe with Exogen.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all of your car care needs. We're close, convenient, and known for our guaranteed everyday low prices and excellent customer service. For professional parts people you can trust, stop by your local O'Reilly Auto Parts today. O'Reilly Auto parts, better prices every day.
I'm Dr. Andrea Russo, a cardiologist. Maybe you're waiting to talk to your doctor right now, but if you're having an irregular heartbeat, heart racing, chest pain, shortness of breath, fatigue, or lightheadedness, don't wait. This could be a serious condition like atrial fibrillation, which can make you about 5 times more likely to have a stroke. If you're having these symptoms, don't wait. Talk to a doctor.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pride.
California has surpassed 2 million COVID-19 cases Thursday morning. While it took California over 9 months for 1 million people to test positive for the virus, state health officials have confirmed 1 million new cases in just 6 weeks. A provincial court in Pakistan on Thursday ordered the release of a British-born Pakistani man charged in the 2002 murder of American journalist Daniel Pearl. The High Court's release overturns a decision by Pakistani top court officials that Ameed Omar Saeed Sheikh, the key suspect in Pearl's slaying, remain in custody while Pearl's family appealed the decision. NORAD is tracking the Jolly Fellow this morning. Santa Claus has been spotted near New Zealand. You can track it from home yourself by going to NORADSanta.org. A phone line is also available. You can call 877-HI-NORAD. This is USA Radio News.
For over 20 years now, Extendivite has proven time and again it really works. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. I received an arterial switch at birth. In my mid-20s, I started getting slight runs of NSVT. Nothing too serious, but enough to cause worry. I started taking Extendivite a little over 2 years ago, and it helped cut the palpitations and NSVT down drastically. This isn't a cure-all supplement. I strongly recommend a good diet and exercise to aid in any heart troubles you may be having, and I strongly recommend giving Extendivite a try. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Leslie West, the guitarist who created the hard rock anthem Mississippi Queen with his band Mountain, died Wednesday morning. He was 75. The cause of death was cardiac arrest. On Monday, West was rushed to a hospital near his home in Daytona, Florida, where he never regained consciousness. As holiday plans begin, so is the expected rise in COVID-19 cases. USA Radio News' Dan Naraki explains.
Nearly 3,300 Americans died Wednesday of COVID-19, with hospitalizations continuing to rise across the country. Dr. Stephen Perotti is the head of Kaiser Permanente's COVID response team. He tells CNBC that he's worried about the effect a Christmas surge could have on a hospital system already stretched to the breaking point.
Right now, we are riding the Thanksgiving Day wave. What we're seeing in our hospitals right now is stretching us to the breaking point. And if we don't make the choice now to change the future, then what I'm worried about is we're going to see a Christmas Day and a New Year's wave in January, and hospitals will be beyond the breaking point. That's really what we're facing.
From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
The National Football League has a weekend full of games starting Friday afternoon as the Vikings head down to the Big Easy and play the Saints, 4:30 p.m. Eastern on Fox, NFL Network, and Amazon. For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now, and as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
That's the Talk Radio Countdown Show for the week ending December 25th. Merry Christmas! How about that? So this week we're doing just Christmas stories. In fact, on the official Countdown program, list of things that we've come across in our discussions on the DJV program, and I say we, I mean me, Doug Steffen, and then Jennifer Horn is here, Victoria Keelan is here to grace us with their presence and to talk about these stories. And number six, a single mother of two named Lizette Lejeune spent the last couple of weeks quarantining at home after she and her sons got COVID. She was dependent on friends and family for all her groceries and other necessities. She was surprised when a care package from the mailman showed up. She was saying to her friends, "I was really sick, so it was hard trying to take care of both the children." She's been doing her best to care for the 3-year-old that she has, the 14-year-old that she has, even though she's been very sick. After spying a care package filled with crackers, cans of chicken soup, and cookies, she racked her brain trying to figure out who sent the gift to her. When she inspected it, she found a heartwarming message from the letter carrier, whose name was Mary. "Dearest customer, get well wishes. I hope you're all feeling better." And this at a time when we're usually cursing the mailman because the mailman is late, we don't have our package.
It's not fair to criticize the individual mail carriers. Yeah, it's terrible. Yeah. Some people are just taking it out on them. The post office is so jammed right now that there are people who have worked for three straight weeks without even a weekend. and they're just working as much as they can get workers to do it. It's just horrible, and there are thousands of mail carriers who have COVID and they can't work.
Yeah.
So it's just, yeah. But this is very sweet that this woman did that, and of course she wanted to be anonymous. This ended up on Good Morning America this week, and she wanted to be anonymous, but she just, you know, said she had no idea that this story would go viral the way that it did. And she said she just, but the reason that she left the care package is because the woman, Lizette, who was the mom who was sick, she and her two sons both had COVID.
That is, by the way.
Yeah, it's a great name. And so Lizette Lejeune, that's a great name. Mm-hmm. And so she left a bucket outside and said, I don't want you to have to touch, to the mail woman, said, I don't want you to have to touch the mailbox if I've touched it, so here's a separate bucket that you can just drop our mail in. So Mary, the mail carrier, thought that was so considerate that that's what made her do the care package. So pay it forward, you know, like one thing, one good deed, and it kind of, you know, turns into another one. Yeah, it's great.
Yeah, it really is. And that's one of the other things. You look around and see the same sort of thing here's a fellow who was homeless. The Secret Santa brought him. I mean, I think there's a picture that I'm looking at here from the LA Times. The fellow that was the Secret Santa. I actually, as an aside, I don't remember, how did Secret Santas get started? What's the origin? You know, either of you, the origin of the Secret Santa?
I don't know how it got started. No, in school. Yeah, for sure. You drew a name. A lot of families do it, too. But in school, for sure, you drew a name, and then you were nice to them throughout the season, and then you gave them, like, a little something, I think, at the end, right? Wasn't it a little gift?
A little gift, yeah.
Yeah. So here's a guy, the Secret Santa, in this particular circumstance, is in Idaho Falls, Montana. And he had $500,000 he decided he was going to gift to people who needed help. So one of the people that got the help was a man who had gum disease. I mean, this isn't romantic, but I mean, think about it. This guy had gum disease, and the Secret Santa found out about it, and he paid for the guy to have a new set of teeth. You know, that's about $40,000.
Wow.
For a new set of teeth.
I mean, first of all, how do you know?
How do you know what?
How do you find that out?
That teeth cost that much.
Yeah, that's true.
I had a friend who had it done. And,
okay. Oh, you mean veneers. You're talking about veneers, right?
Well, like veneers, yes, but also if you...
That's expensive.
I mean, I have a couple of teeth being replaced in my mouth, and they're $4,000 a piece, so you can do the math.
Right.
Actually,
right.
$40,000 is a pretty good bargain.
It's not bad. You're right.
One, yeah, exactly. You know, one of the things I was featuring an overview of things, Christmas gifts that keep on giving that don't cost a penny. The number one gift on that list is a compliment. So if you're looking for a gift to give somebody, and you don't, you know, it isn't that you necessarily, maybe you don't have the money to buy a gift, but, you know, you look at someone, and, you know, I've always been very shy when it came to giving compliments, as you ladies know. And maybe that's why.
Yeah, I wouldn't call it shy. I would say stingy would be the
really?
Word.
Really? Okay. Yeah. The Grinch. I'll be the Grinch.
You don't want to get anybody too comfy.
No,
exactly.
Well, I didn't grow up around it. Maybe that's part of it. But you can give a boost to somebody. I found myself with my partners who were working with me on the project at the farm. We were talking yesterday, and something erupted that was unpleasant, and we had words. You know, not bad words. I felt disrespected. And so we worked it through and talked it through during the day. And then we, at the end of the day, we're all complimenting each other on how much we care about each other, how much, and we do. We honestly do that. But they were all compliments based on, you know, last year I sent them all a kind of a present, and this year I didn't because I didn't think it was necessary. Because last year I found something that was really good for everybody, I thought, and so if you don't find something good, then don't give anything, except in this circumstance, give a compliment. Why not? Right? Under the circumstance, think about that. All right, let's go on to number five, which is a focus on Christmas food and desserts. Now, we have a thing called Food News that we do with regularity on the DJV program. And I think the distracting story this week was the Lean Cuisine problem.
Oh, yeah.
There was a recall because of plastic contamination.
Yeah.
This is a company that belongs to Nestle's It was Lean Cuisine Baked Chicken. So would anybody be buying that for Christmas? Would you buy one of these Lean Cuisines and serve it for Christmas? Probably not.
I guess some people might.
Well, if you're alone, maybe. I don't know.
Yeah. Right. All right. So in the food news department, though, there are lists of people's favorite Christmas meal and Christmas desserts. Now, this thing here has turned into an overview of what's going on in various states. What is it? 9 states turned to cheesecake for their holiday dessert every year. The surveys that were done in all these states. Pudding comes in second with 4 states choosing that. 5 states prefer some of the gingerbread sweets, cake, gingerbread men. Anybody ever make, when you were a kid, gingerbread men, women, that sort of thing?
I used to bake a lot. Yeah, I would bake a lot. But our gingerbread, you know, we're Czech, so we would do, they're called marzipan, but they don't
have
almonds in them.
You're Czechoslovakian. Yeah, you're Czech.
Yeah, they're like a spice cookie, sort of like gingerbread, but not quite. But we would definitely do that every year. Totally part of the plan.
And how do they differ from those Christmas fruitcakes that nobody seems to like?
Gingerbread and fruitcakes are way different.
Well, I'm not a baker. I'm not a cooker. I don't know that
you know
I really
the difference
like
between ginger. You're not an alien.
Cake and
you
a
know the difference.
Cookie.
Yeah. I mean, come on. You're not new to the planet. Well, maybe you are. I don't know. We never know with you.
Speaking of that, one of the most talked about things this week has been, this fits into our discussion about the wise men and the star. This is actually number 4 this week. When you look into the sky this week, did you see the connection? There was the Jupiter and Saturn conjunction that started on Monday and went through.
Yeah.
But
I didn't see it. I missed it.
Did you? Well, was it cloudy there?
Probably, yes. I don't know. Yeah. I missed it. Jen got good pictures of it, though.
Yeah.
Well, we posted some of them. I posted it on my Facebook page, and it was on the DJV Show page as well, facebook.com/DJV Show. If you didn't see this, and if you're a believer in the three wise men, and you wonder whether that story is true, star bright, or whatever it is, first star I see tonight, the wise men followed. The last time there was a conjunction of Jupiter and Saturn was in March of what now is the year 00, the year of Jesus' birth. So 2020 years ago, this same conjunction took place. It's only happened a couple of times between now and then. But astrologers and astronomers have looked at this and found that it was a real thing. But some of the pictures you saw this week were stunning from the way these two stars got together. And it's so appropriate for Christmas time, I think, anyway. I'm sorry you didn't see it, Victoria. Jennifer, what time of night was it when you could see it?
Right after sunset, actually, was the best. It was like about 5:45, 6 o'clock, 6:15. So, you know, just after it started to, just after dark, basically. And it was beautiful. And, you know, I was looking at it and I thought, how in the world did the three wise men use that as GPS? Because, I have trouble navigating my ways, but I guess things were a lot darker then and a lot more quiet. And so, it's pretty amazing, but it was beautiful. It was beautiful to watch, definitely.
Yeah. I just find it, you know, people who don't believe, and I don't mean in terms of religions, I just don't believe, and, you know, this couldn't happen. When you think, put it into context, thinking that this planet is almost 5 billion years old, and the fact that these stars are probably, that we're looking at, have been dead for that many years, and it takes that long for the light to get here. Well, not in terms of Saturn or Jupiter in our solar system. We're talking about some of the other stars. I saw something on Nova last night about Pluto and when they found Pluto, what else they found. I don't know if you have seen it or you've read about what else they found.
Can you say that again, just because it makes me happy when you say that?
What, Pluto? What they found.
Well, now you're saying it normal. Before you were saying it, Pluto. Pluto.
And then we also just got, instead of Saturn, we got Saturn. So,
right.
I don't know, like some New England came out there.
The
I'm
Bronx
not sure
and
what
Saturn.
That was. It was Saturn instead of Saturn.
Saturn, S-A-T-U-R-N, and Jupiter, and Mars, and all those good things. All right, so.
My favorite planet is, you know which one, right?
Yes, I do, Jennifer. Well aware of your favorite planet. Thank you very much.
I can guess just based on your sense of humor.
right. And we're moving into getting close to the top. One of the big things are new things to give at Christmas. There are apparently new characters that have been very popular in terms of Christmas gifts from Sesame Street. And we'll talk about that as we continue here as we review the most interesting and nicest 10 stories from Christmas this year, having nothing to do with what's going on in the world. We haven't mentioned the word Trump once, Biden once. You've noticed that, right?
You
McConnell?
Just did it.
Saying we haven't mentioned it, and so I won't mention it again. Vitamins and supplements, things that are being taken by people to ward off viruses, that's all cool. Got to have a strong immune system because that's the best defense against all of the things that we are normally fighting at this time of year. And this is one of the things, one of the prognoses I saw last night, and I actually had this conversation after I saw it on the air with one of my friends who's a doctor about what people are predicting. And I don't, this is maybe the only negative thing, and I hesitate to share it, except that because we're in flu and cold season, the impact we were kind of through by the time it got a hold of us, it was March here. I mean, in terms of big numbers, and so we were through the flu and the cold season for the most part. Right now, we're going into it, and because the number of flu cases last year, the number of flu deaths exceeded 90,000 in America. Imagine adding that number to the number of COVIDs, and then other things that are going, just regular colds. So in order to eliminate the colds, keep your nose clean. The natural drug-free way to do that is with this system called Navage, N-A-V-A-G-E. So many people are talking about this. So many people are looking at the stories on TV, hearing the ads, and listening to us talk about it because we talk about our experiences. Both Jennifer and Victoria have used this and found great satisfaction in how they felt after they used it. You're using it all the time, Victoria, right? Because you're really plugged up a lot.
I have a lot of congestion and sinus problems.
You're really plugged up.
I'm really plugged up, yep. So
another nice compliment from the Dougster.
It's been very helpful.
Very helpful. Anyway, if you're interested in making sure that your nose and your whole system is clean so you don't become susceptible to some of the winter cold and flu things that are around, go to Navage.com, N-A-V-A-G-E, and order it now while you're thinking about it. Not expensive, very effective. It'll be the first line of defense to keeping yourself healthy. Navage, N-A-V-A-G-E, Navage.com.
With your Mayo Clinic Radio Health Minute, I'm Joel Streed. Winter brings cooler and sometimes downright cold temperatures. While a crisp, cool salad might be what the doctor ordered, there are healthy options that can also warm you up.
As the weather gets colder, something that I like to incorporate more are soups.
Dietitian Elizabeth Bailey says soups like kale with white beans or butternut squash can be both fulfilling and healthy.
The kale, it's rich in vitamin A. You've got your antioxidants from that.
Antioxidants are important because they may protect our cells against the effects of free radicals, which may play a role in heart disease, cancer, and other diseases. Another benefit?
Vitamin A is beneficial for immune function, and it's especially important when it comes to...
It seems the number one television program with children is still Sesame Street, and the new characters that seem to have gotten a lot of attention this year are refugees. Did you see that? The refugee, the folks who have come into the country, they're making dolls and characters for Sesame Street that are refugees. That's number one, interestingly enough, on the countdown for Christmas. Doug Steffen with Jennifer and Victoria.
I'm Dr. Ignatius Piazza, founder and director of Front Sight Firearms Training Institute and TrumpsArmy.us. Are you willing to stand with President Trump and the U.S. armed forces he commands to help defend the office of the president, the streets of America, and the U.S. Constitution against all enemies, foreign and domestic? Then go to TrumpsArmy.us and allow me to reward you for your patriotism as only I can. TrumpsArmy.us. We are Trump's citizen patriots. TrumpsArmy.us.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices. Our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
Thank you. Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S. patented, made in America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show continuing now, the special Christmas edition, which now features a conversation with our regular participant. Hello, try that again, Doug. Our regular, who is this man and what's he doing on our program? Stephen J.J. Wiseman is a college professor in law. He is a lawyer. So he has great stories, but one of the things that has endeared himself to so many people over the years is his expertise when it comes to trying to help people through identity theft issues, legal issues with scams and that sort of thing. And so this year at scamicide.com, which is the website dedicated that he's put together to inform you about the dangers of scams, we've had the 12 scams of Christmas. And I know off and on over the last couple of weeks we've gone through a few of these, but they probably changed in impact and import, have they not, over the past couple of weeks, so that what might have been the number one scam a couple of weeks ago. I mean, I'm looking at all of these viral scams, the ones, the rackets. The Federal Trade Commission has, there's a section dedicated to updates, and what they've seen are things from the credit card banks and people getting calls supposedly from banks. Isn't that, that's one of the big ones, isn't it?
Yeah, as a matter of fact, there was just a warning just within the last couple of days, and this is, you know, we know about phishing. This is called smishing.
P-H-I, P-H-I.
Yeah. Yes, exactly. Yeah, phishing. But now the new one, smishing, is when you get a phony text message that tries to lure you into clicking on a link. Yeah. And in the last few days in particular, there have been a lot of them coming out, supposedly from your bank, and they indicate there's a problem with your debit card. So click here. Of course, click here, and two things can happen, and they're both bad. One is you're lured into providing information about your debit card, which in essence gives the criminal the ability to just go into your bank account and empty it. The other thing is you may be downloading malware, and that malware can read everything in your phone, in your computer, and make you a victim of identity theft. And even if you've got the most up-to-date security software, it's always going to be at least a month behind the latest malware. So you can't just rely on your security software to take care of you. And if you get a message like that, and people have services with their banks to get something like that, you don't click on a link because you don't know who it's from. You just call the bank.
Well, to the banks, let's go to the other side of this. Once you have been victimized, what do the banks do? How do people, if you want to get your money back, how do you go about doing that? If it's a credit card or, you know, something like that, do you go to the government? Do you go to the bank? What do you do?
Well, you don't go to the government for help, but you do go to the banks and the credit card
companies. Wait a minute. I'm from the government, and I'm here to help.
I'm here to help you. Oh, yes.
All right.
And, you know, frankly, that's the basis of a lot of scams, too.
Yeah,
someone from the government is really
right.
reaching out to me. I'm going to be able to get in line ahead of people for the vaccine.
Right. Somebody from the All right. Wait a minute. Hold on just a second. If somebody calls you and they say they're from the government, the General Services Administration, and they're here, all you have to do is give them your information. They'll make sure you get your money back.
Exactly. First of all, they already have your information, and they're not calling you up.
No.
But if your credit card is misused, you've got a lot of protections by law. The most you can be liable for is $50, and quite frankly, I've never seen a credit card hold anyone liable even for that. But with your debit card, if you're not paying attention, you don't get the same kind of protection by law. So if you didn't check your bank account records for a couple of months, and then you find out that someone just stole thousands of dollars from you, it's too late. So with a debit, it's one reason I always advise people, limit your debit card use to just as an ATM card, because there's just too much risk if you use it in a retail store or, heaven forbid, online.
I stopped using. I thought it was great to use them because then your debts are all paid immediately. Yeah. I thought that was cool. But no, you can get yourself into a big jam. The other big jam is the caller who's offering you a chance to purchase COVID self-protection kits.
Yeah.
Hello? I think that's the number one of all these scams I've seen this year. Somebody trying to sell you sanitizing items or even vaccines. Who would fall for that?
Oh, yeah, and this is something that is huge. The FTC is trying, but it's like playing whack-a-mole. I've seen about 60 companies they've shut down, but as soon as they shut down one, another pops up.
Somebody up, exactly.
Yeah.
Check out the 12 scams of Christmas and how to avoid them at scamicide.com, a website put up as a public service by our friend Stephen J.J. Wiseman, who is here every week at this time on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Merry Christmas, everybody.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.